Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Rosemary and listeners.
Glenn, for listeners who may not be familiar with legacy, can you tell us what legacy is and what makes it so special to Australian families?
Legacy is one of Australia's oldest and most trusted charities, dedicated to supporting the families of our veterans. In 1923, Legacy made a promise to help veterans' family carry on with their lives after the loss of injury of their loved ones. It was a simple promise Legacy keeps today, providing the same stability, guidance and assistance a partner would normally provide to their family.
Glenn, I've read that over 30,000 people Australia-wide are supported by Legacy. What does that support look like in a day-to-day lives of any people?
Rosemary, Legacy is the only organisation of its kind in the world and is affectionately known as Australia's biggest family. Yes, that's right. 30,000 widows and widowers, children and people with a disability across Australia. In practical terms, Legacy provides long-term social, emotional, development and financial support. We work every day with families experiencing grief, loss and hardship. We strive to ensure the families of our veterans can only realise their potential. Legacy Brisbane supports almost 4,000 people. That number includes widows, widowers, youth and 115 people living with a disability across southeast Queensland, central and western Queensland. And then there's the rest of regional Queensland as well.
Glenn, we need to hear a little bit more about this. Can you stay with us while we quickly go off to a song break?
I'd love to, Rosemary.
I'm delighted to say that we have Glenn Woolman, OAM, still talking to us about Legacy. Glenn, as someone involved with Legacy, do you have a personal story or a moment that really shows the difference Legacy does make to a life?
Rosemary, I certainly do. As being a young legatee, not long after I joined Legacy, a good mate of mine passed away with cancer, who I'd served with a number of times during my career. And I'll mention that it was a Keys family. And Stewie passed away. So his beautiful wife had been there with two beautiful children, Jack and Shara. Well, I saw those two kids grow up from young babies or young toddlers up into great adults. And in particular, of course, I'll use young Jack as an example. Going through his teenage years, had problems. He missed his father. Caused some difficulties within the family. And on numerous occasions, Jack would ring me and say, "Mr. Woolman, I'm sitting on the footpath. Can you come and see me?" I'd go and pick him up, bring him home to my place, spend the night, have a good talk with him, and he'd go back to home. And again, it made a difference with him, with his mother and his sister. Just for some reason, being one of those teenagers, he missed the discipline from his father. He's going through that stage of life. Look, he's now a young adult, or in his mid-20s, getting on with life. He is a beautiful young man, along with his beautiful sister. And it was great to see those two kids come through teenage years into young adults, now into adults, and both of them got involved in Legacy as they became teenagers.
Oh, lovely. So they're contributing themselves.
They were up until their mid-20s. Whether they still are now, I'm not quite sure, but they certainly were then, yes.
Now, Glenn, for our listeners who want to support Legacy, and I mean, we've just heard a beautiful story there, where and when can they find out about selling Legacy badges during our wonderful Legacy Badge Week?
Well, in the more area here, Rosemary. They can have badges. Will be in the first week of September, and that can be anywhere within Redcliffe, Bribie Island, Caboolture, and both stores. I'll be at Caboolture Bunnings, Morayfield Bunnings, on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the last one of August, and the first one of September. And a friend of mine will be at Bunnings at Caboolture. So along with those areas, you'll find a number of people there, including North Lakes. So all those areas are covered by legatees selling badges in that first week of September.
And any in the shopping centres, Glenn? Because you normally are.
Not for Legacy here. We haven't got
the people
now to support all those times that we have to be there.
All right. Well, make sure you keep your eye out for the Bunnings stores that are being very wonderful and supporting Legacy. Glenn Wilson, Gilman, OAM, past secretary and treasurer of the Caboolture branch of Legacy and the RSL sub-branch of Caboolture. Thank you for your service to Australia and for keeping our community connected. Listeners, your support as a volunteer or as a donor can help our veterans in their time of greatest need. They have given everything for us to live the life that we have, and no dependent of a veteran should suffer financial or social disadvantage as a result of the loved one's death or injury from service. Get those dates and times again from the podcast on 1015fm.com.au, or get out there and buy a badge and support our vets. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Rosemary.